Overall, what do you make of this first month for this Congress?
It's been pretty hectic, I'm not going to lie. I mean, I've been covering the Hill since 2018, and when the time I arrived, it was right around the shutdown. It was Paul Ryan's last act as Speaker as he was heading out, so he was trying to navigate the White House as he had a very turbulent relationship with the president while on his way out, and we're seeing those dynamics play into why the first 10 days or so under the Trump's new administration has been so chaotic, because his will is omnipresent on the Hill, and even some defectors are facing quite a bit of pushback for him for not necessarily agreeing with his agenda so far.
And kind of piggybacking on that thought, there's such a slim majority for the Republicans in the House. Could get slimmer with some of Mr. Trump's cabinet picks as well. Given this narrow majority, are these going to be maybe a Congress where there is more bipartisanship that's going to have to take place?
So that's what's interesting about this. I think the way that Donald Trump wants to move through his agenda is through these fast-track procedures that the Senate is allowed just a handful of times. So he's looking at, I mean, he's said since winning the election that he wanted this big, beautiful bill that would be mostly encompassing of the major priority policies that he talked about, the campaign promises. And that wouldn't require necessarily a filibuster avoiding a majority in the Senate. It would only need a simple majority. But as we saw through these confirmations, there's no guarantee that he could even get 51 votes, even though there are 53 Senate Republicans in the Senate now. So it doesn't mean that bipartisanship would necessarily be at play here. TBD, because Donald Trump so far has been unwilling to cave to the demands or concerns of Democrats. But if he could at least, assuage or quell some concerns for some moderate Republicans to get at least push through some of his big priority items fairly quickly without the support of Democrats.
Well, there's so many new members of Congress in this 119th Congress. North Carolina's delegation has several new members as well. What's the process like for these freshman members of Congress to get up to speed on what life is like on the Hill?
They have to find their way in these divided times and potentially find like their place in the party. On the House side, it's much more difficult to stand out because you're one of 500 plus people, right? But I think what we've seen so far, there was a new freshman congressman who came out with this caucus to say that he agreed profoundly with Donald Trump's executive order to overturn birthright citizenship. It's certainly not one of the most controversial things to back, but he's one of only a handful of Republicans who have full-throatedly supported Trump's stance on that. On the Senate side, these freshman members have to navigate potentially Trump's wrath. There's very little room for margin there. So if they do buck with the party, they could see themselves, of course, it's a longer timeline, facing those primary threats from Trump loyalists who believe that they're just not supporting the president at a very crucial time.
As I let you go, obviously avoiding a government shutdown high on the priority list in the coming weeks, but what else are the big items that are on the to-do list for Congress moving forward?
Well, they'll also have to revisit the debt limit. Donald Trump said before he took office he wanted Republicans to block any continuing resolution deal that didn't include either a suspension or a prolonging of the debt limit debate further down into his administration. He wanted sometime after or closer to the midterms mark. They didn't get that, and it didn't happen. So now Donald Trump has to face that, and he's again calling for it to be suspended, which is significantly more controversial, and fiscal conservatives certainly wouldn't be on board for that. But also some of the more meatier and executive orders that have weight might require the Congress's approval. So in order for that to happen again, either he's going to have to push it through a reconciliation process that would only require a small majority, a simple majority in the Senate, or he's going to have to find a way to get Democrats on board, which right now appears to be unlikely.
Torian Small, CBS News correspondent. Torian, thanks so much for the time and the perspective this morning. Hope we get a chance to visit on this and other topics sometime in the future.
Thank you.